Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. We now stand 10 years past the midpoint of a century that has witnessed 4 major wars among great nations. Until the latest of our world conflicts, the United States had no armaments industry. American makers of plowshares could, with time and as required, make swords as well. But we can no longer risk emergency improvisation of national defense. We have been compelled to create a permanent armaments industry of vast proportions. Added to this, 3.5 million men and women are directly engaged in the defense establishment. Now, this conjunction of an immense military establishment and a large arms industry is new in the American experience. The total influence, economic, political, even spiritual, is felt in every city, every state house, every office of the federal government. We recognize the imperative need for this development. Yet we must not fail to comprehend its grave implications. Our toil, resources, and livelihood are all involved. So is the very structure of our society. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes. We should take nothing for granted. Only an alert and knowledgeable citizenry can compel the proper meshing of the huge industrial and military machinery of defense with our peaceful methods and goals, so that security and liberty may prosper together.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. My fellow citizens of the world, ask not what America will do for you, but what together we can do for the freedom of man.
Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.
Live from beautiful downtown Shenzhen in Studio A, this is Tough Reality. We'll talk about anything that you want to talk about, politics, religion, anything you don't discuss at the family dinner, we talk about here. Along with me today is wonderful Engineer Kelly in Studio B. We're going to be talking about a lot of things tonight. Agree with me or not agree with me, call me. Come on the air. We'll discuss what you want to discuss. You can reach me at mike@toughreality.com. You can Skype me, MIKEAY2. You can get me on Skype. Call into our show. Listen to our show. Be attentive. All right. Thanks for listening.
All right, everybody. How you doing? This is Mike, Tough Reality, toughreality.com. Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to say hi to everyone all over the world, all over Asia, all over Africa, Europe, all over Australia, all over North America and South America, all over Antarctica and the Arctic, and all over this wonderful planet we call the Earth. Thank you so much for listening to Tough Reality. I am in Shenzhen, China, beautiful downtown Shenzhen. It's just after 1 a.m. in the morning here, 1 p.m. on the east coast of the United States. We're starting an hour late. Had some technical challenges, and so we're starting an hour late. We also did not have a show yesterday. Today is March 24th, 2015. And this will be a combination show of current events and online business development. Because that's the way we've divided up the shows in that. And across from you, the wonderful Studio B is the wonderful cook of the world. She makes the invention of the square noodle, ladies and gentlemen. It's Engineer Kelly. How are you, Engineer Kelly?
I'm great.
She is great again. I think that's like 200 shows in a row that she's been great. And that's a very good thing. So last week was our inaugural week, the beginning week of Tough Reality back on the air. And we'll come back again here every night, Monday through Friday at noon normally, 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And then right after that, we have what we call team teaching. If you're a TRT person, a TRT member that's a Tough Reality team member, then you can listen in on that. If you go to the host and show page on Blog Talk Radio, you can read through there. There's a phone number and a PIN number. You call the phone number and put in the PIN number, and then you can listen to me. I also upload all these web things that we do on Blog Talk and on the webinar or team teaching. We upload them to Spreaker. And as we upload things to Spreaker and from Blog Talk Radio, you'll find them on iTunes. So search us anywhere you want. You go to Google, type in my name, Mike, AEMISEGGER, or type in Tough Reality, and you will find me or us. Also, I suggest that you go check out our webpage, toughreality.com. A lot of things out there. We're posting articles, all kinds of articles, posting different things. I've posted a widget out there on the webpage, so if you have a challenge finding Blog Talk Radio, you can go there and also listen to episodes on the right-hand side of the pages. Also, you'll find information about the different places you can find us, that you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, places like that. We also have YouTube channels that we post some of the content to. Now, there's a limit at YouTube. You know, I post about 10 or 15 minutes of the show at the beginning so that you can get sort of a flavor of what's going on. And then after that, if you want, you can go out to iTunes, go out to Blog Talk, go out to Spreaker, and you can find some of the shows. Again, today is March 24th, and we'll talk combo current events and also of online business development. Now, some of the things that are going on in this wonderful world of ours is quite interesting. Number one, we have a situation in the Middle East where Benjamin Netanyahu won his prime ministership. And I'm very excited about that. Congratulations. But the sort of the story behind the story is the way Barack Obama and Netanyahu are sort of not playing well together. Benjamin Netanyahu, as you might have known, came to the United States, spoke to the Congress, and Barack Obama shunned him. The other thing that happened was Barack Obama decided to send some of his nasties over to Israel to try to pull down Benjamin Netanyahu through false news reporting, false poll results, to discourage people from voting for Benjamin Netanyahu. Just more baloney. And it gets a little tiring. Barack Obama is not king. He's not an emperor, although that's what he wants to be, and that's his desire. That's not happening. The other thing that's going on in the world, there was a protest in Ferguson, Missouri, again, about the shooting death of an individual who had stolen something from a convenience store, was shot by a police officer there. Well, there's some more protests going on, and it's good to hear that these protests were lawful. There was no breakouts of any big violence that I heard about. So that's a great thing. Now, another thing that's going on in the current events are these in-country urban warfare drills. This, I know you've probably heard it all over alternative media for sure, but there's like 7 states that the United States is going to be practicing the people of those states are the enemy. Now, there's no problem with troops practicing war. I was in the Army. That's what we do. The problem here is conditioning of young troops to have it be okay to terminate, shoot, kill individual citizens or detaining them for no reason. The NDAA has caused a big problem for that. And, you know, when you look at this and you look at on the surface, everything looks nice and pristine. All the governments are agreeing and blah, blah, blah. Well, the problem with that is that you, as a citizen, might be detained. And they're training these troops so that in the event of an emergency, they can pull you over, pull you out of your car, detain you, and for however long they want, they could disappear you. You know, disappear you. They can do that right now with this NDAA thing that Barack Obama, whoever's in charge at the time, can go hunt people down throughout the world and then go grab that person and take them to prison and throw them away, throw away the key, so to speak, and nobody knows where they're at. So some of the things that are going on right now are very disheartening. You know, the American system of controls and system of security is turning against the people. So instead of protecting what they're supposed to do, and that's protect from foreign aggressors, right? They're protecting against lawful citizens. Well, you know, one step of that is them coming around taking people's guns or coming around and making sure your children have vaccines. And who knows what the heck they put in vaccines. You know, one thing for sure, they want to start tracking people, and they have these little microchips that are small enough to go into a vaccine, shoot it right into your body, and then they can track you. Just like if you're a smartphone, they can track you all over the world, airplanes, all kinds of places. So my point of this is that I think as American citizens, we really need to stand up. We need to say, you know what, not only no, hell no. We don't want this to go on. We don't want this type of situation happening. We want to make sure that that type of thing doesn't happen. And so I believe that many people in today's society have things that they do that they don't care about. You know, like I have my window open. You probably hear some of the crazy Chinese out there have been drinking too much white wine, and so they act like crazy demons. Well, that's the way this world is right now. This world is in mass confusion. And I'm a Christian. And you can be whatever you want to be. I don't care if you're a Muslim, if you're a Jew, if you're a Buddhist. I don't care if you worship a kitchen table with a fork and a knife. It doesn't really matter to me. But I'm going to tell you, the end is not coming. The end is not near. The end is here. Right now, there are too many signs in this earth that show us that the end times are happening. Another thing that's going on is this push towards singularity, or you know what they like to call the merging of man and machine. That's insane. It's crazy. They're also talking about how they can start cloning you. And I was listening to an article the other day on Coast to Coast, and they were talking about transplanting a human brain, and not just a brain, but the whole head from one body to another. Now, granted, that's a great thing if you have something going on in your body physically and you need that. That's great. But where do we stop? You know, they're talking about making these drones and these automatic soldiers who have no emotion. So they will kill at will. That's what they call it, kill at will. And so who's making those decisions? Imagine having a robot walking down your street shooting you if you're sitting on the street. Why? And who's responsible if they make the wrong decision? You know, the quicker we go to this idea of machines making human decisions, the quicker we come to a world that's controlled by the crazies. I really believe that. It's not going to be more organized. It's going to be cold and brutally devastating. So we have these things going on the earth. And some people ask me, well, you know, as far as current events go, what are we looking for? I want to tell you one thing I'm looking for is, according to the Bible, there's going to be some wars coming up. I don't want war. And many people, you know, they get on these alternative media radio shows and they tell you, I'm Mr. X, I'm Mr. V, I'm Mr. Y, I'm the secret W insider, I'm this, I'm that. These people could be somebody that we don't even know. My secret source, my secret sword, my secret sauce, my secret this, my secret. They don't even tell you who they are. We can't disclose who's telling us all this information. You know what I found out over the past 3 years and listening to a lot of alternative media is that most of these secret insiders say next March is going to be a crash. Next April is going to be a crash. I can tell you that over the past 3 years, the economy was supposed to crash like 8 different times. Yeah, Fed, July 15th is when the silver price is going to go down. July 12th is when the gold price is going to go crazy. Then the ATMs are going to shut off. Nobody will be able to use their EBT. Blah, 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 blah. If people just sit around and listen to that crap all day long, guess what? Nothing's happening. You know, Jesus did not want us sitting around thinking about how things are going to end. He wanted us to sit around and occupy until he comes back. You know, get as many people saved as you can. That was his motive. So what I'm saying is it's okay to know current events, and that's what we talk about in the show. Nothing wrong with that. But let me tell you what there is something wrong with. You're sitting around with your thumb in your ear trying to figure out what to do next. But just get prepared spiritually, get prepared physically, and be done with it. And don't worry about it. And then just study the news stories as they relate to what I like to do is I take the news stories that are out there and see how they relate to what my Bible says about Jesus coming back. So that's what I do. I look at that and I say, oh, look at this. This is another sign. You know, if there's a big solar flare coming into the earth, I say, oh, look, this is another sign in the sun. If the moon, you know, I've been listening to, what is this thing? It's a 777. But he says that the moon is like a projection or a hologram. And very well might be, but that's another sign in the sky. You know, they say, well, what could be behind it? I don't know. And really, I don't care. You know, we know the government lies to us. Did they go to the moon or not? Doesn't really matter. The government still lied. Some of the photos and the movies that they put out there about the moon were absolutely faked. Now, did we actually go there and then they had to fake some of the footage because they couldn't get anything on the moon? Maybe. Maybe not. But you know what was interesting? Just the other day, they were talking about the Orion. You know, that's a new spaceship that heads off into outer space. And they were talking about the trip up and the trip back. And they were talking about going through the Van Allen belt. That's very interesting. The man from NASA says, yeah, you know, we need to practice going through the Van Allen belt to protect our equipment to make sure it'll work through all that radiation on the way up and on the way down. Plus, we need to solve this problem because when people go through, we need to make sure that they don't die or something to that effect. Behind the scene, between the lines, he's saying that nobody's been through the Van Allen belt. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen, that radiation belt, if they went to the moon, they had to go through it. So why did all of them live? It's very interesting, isn't it? And so there are many things in this country and in the world that are controlled by forces and sources that sometimes we can see and sometimes we can't. You know, like Lucifer and his band of demons, we can't see them. But we know they're here. We know their hand is in all this kind of crap. So, you know, that's some of the things that are going on. And, you know, I'm excited to report on them. We post articles and news type things over at the toughreality.com. There's a lot of posts there. If you just go into the post section and type in news, you can see a lot of the links that we throw up there from articles that we talk about on the show. Now, the other thing that we wanted to talk about tonight was online business development. Now, I believe everybody can develop some kind of business online. It could be many different things. Now, I have suggested that people start a little business. It's no charge. It's called TSU. Online posting. If you're going to post pictures anyway, like, you know, I post a picture. If you're going to do that anyway at Twitter or Facebook, do it on TSU, and then you can make a little money when you do it. They're giving back 90% of the advertising revenue back to their members. That's exciting. So you go to toughreality.com, go down to the bottom of the page. You'll see my ID. It's like tsu.co/wealthcoach or Wealth Mike. I can't remember. I think it's Wealth Coach. But go to my website, Tough Reality, and you'll see it at the bottom. And go sign up. And it's a very simple process. Go read the FAQ that's inside there. So it'll explain to you how to get started, explain to you how to post and that type of thing. I'm doing a video on actually how to use TSU to generate traffic and then also to make money on the side. So we'll be doing that. Now, speaking of online different things, we're putting together those four videos. They're going to be out there on one of our websites on Tough Reality under products. We also are going to put up those PayPal buttons. Eventually, I get the webmaster to go do that. For, number one, supporting Tough Reality, we want to go to two-hour shows so we can have many guests on. And when you're on the free version, it's about 45 minutes or an hour that you can actually broadcast for free. But I want everybody out there to participate with us. And so you can donate using our PayPal button from $1 up to $1,000 if you want to. Or until we get those buttons up, you can just send a PayPal right to kellyyan68@gmail.com. That's Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, Yan, Y-A-N, 68@gmail.com. And then make sure you tell it what it's for. We have three main projects going on. One is the support for toughreality.com. The other is to support Bibles that we're going to give to the Chinese. We have about a $12 Bible that we'll be handing out for free to the Chinese people. Then also, we're going to put a fund together, a fund, F-U-N-D, together. So if a Chinese church needs a roof, needs some air conditioning, needs some chairs, we'll be able to buy them for them. So you'll be able to, we're going to put some pictures up there when we do this, and you will be able to participate with us and see it. We're also under those products, same type of thing. We're going to have some different videos that we're going to be offering for a fee, and then that money is going to go towards our radio show and the development of that type of thing and putting guests on our air for that. So TSU is a great place to build your online business, but remember, regardless of what business that you decide to develop, you need to make sure that you have a vision, have a goal, have a dream, and understand what you want to do. I mean, how much do you want to make? How much money do you want? And many people, if I ask them, well, how much do you want to make? They're like, well, a lot of money. I asked somebody tonight. I said, well, how much money do you want from this job? I want money. How much money? A lot of money. A lot of money is not a number. It's very important to have that number. And we talked about goals last Thursday. If you need to get that show, just go back out there and search on the Thursday show, and you'll find it. And they talked about how to set some goals, how to set some things that you do, the three-step process that's involved from the Bible about setting goals, about receiving from God, about receiving your vision, your dream, what you want. And that's just one thing. Now, also, we also like to use LinkedIn as a tool for two things. First, for those people who want jobs, I like to show them how they can become more attractive to employers so that you can make yourself head and shoulders above everybody else. We talk about that sometimes. And then also you can use LinkedIn as a personal sales page for yourself so that people look at you as an expert maybe or as a coach or as a trainer. And people come to you directly and ask for your services. Both of these options are available inside of LinkedIn. I highly advise you, open up a LinkedIn account. If you do that, go to my Tough Reality site. You'll see my page. Ask me to be a connection. I accept everybody. You need a few connections at least. And I also have a team of people that once they see you on my team, I can say, hey, go make sure that this person is your friend, that person is your friend too. And so we like to do that, and that'll increase your visibility to many people. It'll increase your network. I have thousands and thousands of connections at LinkedIn, and I love helping people create what they want on LinkedIn and then show them how to develop it. You can go to my LinkedIn and actually see me, and you can copy some of the things you see there without even talking to me. You can go ahead and do that. I also suggest you go to one of our other websites. It's called Bank Team Steam. And there is a little test there you can take for yourself. You'll notice that at the top of the Bank Team Steam, it's the four codes. Click that, and there's some videos in there, but go towards the bottom, and you'll see four cards. These cards tell you 12 values of each personality type. pick out your number one, number two, number three, number four, and then write that down. Maybe in the acronym is BANK, Blueprint, Action, Nurture, Knowledge, BANK. And put your code down in the bottom. You'll see a little message board. Put your code in there, whatever it is, ANKB, BANK. Put that down there. Put in your email address. Put in your phone number. Send it to me. I'll get an email. And then I will get you back a report that will explain how you can not just know yourself better, but how you can know other people better so that you can, as Tony Robbins said, make your let your prospect determine your presentation. So if you know your codes and you know the prospect's codes, you can become sort of like a chameleon. You can become the presentation for that person so that they understand you more clearly. And so we do that. So I suggest that you go check those things out. We have free opportunities. We have affiliate opportunities. We're in the process of building another brand new website that has to do with healthy cleaning products, things like soaps. And no, it's not Amway for all you people who are asking me. It's not Amway, but we're going to develop some websites for that. I'm going to talk about those later. And as you look at our posts, you'll see the website and how it's linked out there. And we'll be putting content up there so that you can read different healthy articles. We have, I think, over 10,000 different articles on health. And we're going to be posting that up so you can read through those. It might take you a few years to get through all that content. You know, if it takes you 10 minutes to read one article and we put up 10,000 articles, that's like, I think that's like a million minutes or something like that. I mean, it's like crazy time. I mean, it's going to take you 30 years to read through all the content. I hope so, because I want to have valuable content so everybody can learn some things. We have some things in there about losing weight, how to prevent acne, how to sleep better, how to practice yoga, all kinds of good things. You should have a chance to look at that. That's up on our health website. Now, I'm not going to tell you what it is yet. I'm not going to tell you the link. I'm just going to tell you we're building it right now. And as we build it out, then probably in a week or so, we'll release it to the world, and then everybody will know what we're doing with the healthy thing. Okay, so that's been, I think, about 30 minutes, Engineer Kelly. What time is it over there on your side of the bench? Okay, so it's about 1:27. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and end the show now so I don't get cut off. And I want everybody to enjoy it, enjoy yourself, and thank you so much for listening to us, because we're happy with doing those things. And so you have a wonderful, wonderful night. And this is Mike at Tough Reality, toughreality.com. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening today. Tough Reality, toughreality.com. We had a great, great, great show today. And as you listen to our shows, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, YouTube and Pinterest. Skype me, M-I-K-E-A-Y, the number 2, at Skype. You can also email me at mike@toughreality.com. I want to make sure that each one of you understand that we care for you here at Tough Reality. And the Tough Reality is this. You choose for you. Nobody else chooses for you. You make that decision. Until we talk again, until we hear you again, until you speak to me again, or until you listen to us again, we want to make sure that all of you tune in the next time. Tell your friends, your relatives, anybody else that wants to get a double up of Tough Reality. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Too few, too many.
Take it away, Frank. Bye-bye.
I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. bell.